Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. For many, January is a kind of renaissance, a time to remind ourselves of personal goals and recommit to them. Most resolutions are about self-improvement, and January's list of local events is a great place to start. Every month, we're joined by someone from the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service to talk about some of the community events happening in Milwaukee's Central City. For January, many of these events are about getting to know your neighbors, diversifying your worldview, and celebrating icons of civil rights. Adam Carr is the Deputy Editor for Community Engagement at the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service, and he joins me now in studio. Adam, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. It's 2020, and there's lots going on already.
There's so much going on already. We were just talking about this before the microphones were turned on, but it seems like the beginning of the year is the beginning of everything to some extent.
Absolutely, yeah. The way the years end, a lot happens, and if you're like me, you kind of like hold on, and you get to the new year, and then you look up, and there's so much waiting for you, and 2020 is no different. Specifically in Milwaukee neighborhoods, January is a great month to get out and go do things.
So the first thing, interesting title, I think, that will both vibe and offend everyone.
Sure. It is named OK Boomer / Snowflake, Beyond the Generational Divide. This is an event that the Zeither Center for Public Discussion is putting on. Full disclosure, I'm a board member there. But when I saw this, it's really to understand that OK Boomer, many of you out there may have heard this, is kind of a internet meme that's gained popularity recently in the last year. And it's kind of used to be dismissive or mocking of the baby boomer generation. The name of the title also makes reference to Snowflake, which is kind of a also sort of a slangy term that's a little bit dismissive for millennials who have a inflated sense of uniqueness or entitlement. And this event kind of takes on a playful attitude, but the Zeither Center, what they're really good at doing is having difficult conversations, conversations that might be debates or contentious, that when we have them in our digital spaces, oftentimes quickly devolve into name-calling. And really, they have a structured methodology for having conversations. I've done these many times over the years. You both get a chance to tell your story, but you also get to listen much more than you actually talk, which I think is a really important thing to do, usually with people you don't know, which is, to me, it might sound a little intimidating, but I totally trust the Zeither Center to really capably facilitate that kind of conversation.
You may have already said this, but what are the dates on that?
So this event is happening actually tonight. So it's the 7th from 7 to 8:30, and it's at the Frank Zeither Center for Public Discussion, which is located within the Redeemer Church on Wisconsin Avenue. You can look up the information, but yeah, it is tonight.
So the second event, also searching for diversity, a diversity of perspective as well.
For sure, yeah. So we had intergenerational diversity in our first event. The second one, it is actually named Diverse Dining, and it's coming up on Tuesday, January 14th, so coming up in a week. This is a dining series that a woman named Emerald Mills started. She's not from Milwaukee. She moved here. She's very interested in just getting out of the boxes we're all very familiar with. We know segregation, siloing. And for a lot of people, that kind of constricting, you know, they want to get beyond it. So she just took the initiative to start. I actually talked to her right before she did her first one. It's kind of an experiment. Just get together people of different cultural backgrounds, different walks of life, just to eat food, which is something we all know can bring people together. And it's been really successful. She's done this since 2018. And another nice feature is you get to meet people you don't know. You get to share your story. She also, without exception, I've seen her make her events at really great restaurants around town. And this one is at Damascus Gate, which is a Syrian restaurant on Mitchell Street. So this restaurant actually started in 2019. If you haven't had a chance to go there yet, I've been there a number of times. Really delicious food made by a family who came here from Syria, and just sharing what they do with the delicious food they make with this group. So it is a ticketed event. I don't have the exact cost for it, but Tuesday, January 14th, it is Diverse Dining. And actually their subtitle for this one is The Pursuit of Happiness, which I think is a great way to start the new year.
Yeah. Going out into another kind of area, it's the story of a neighborhood.
Absolutely. I personally, as I suspect many of your listeners, I work for Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. I live in a neighborhood. Neighborhoods are a really deep and important part of the identity of Milwaukee. There's a lot of different ways of understanding neighborhoods, of learning their stories. So on January 18th, on Gallery Day, so not Gallery Night, but the day after, the Mobile Design Box, which is on North 27th Street in the Sohi area, that's a project that the UWM School of Architecture and Urban Planning has been running for a number of years in that location. They're doing a thing called the Story of a Neighborhood, and they're doing a visual exploration of Milwaukee's Near West Side neighborhoods. So Avenues West, Cold Spring Park, Concordia, Martin Drive, Merrill Park, Miller Valley, The Valley, and Pigsville. I practiced that once before. They're all phenomenal neighborhoods with incredible presence, with incredible pasts, and all of them with, I anticipate, a great future. So what they've done is gone back in archives. They've looked up from the 20s to the present different visual accounts of those neighborhoods. So plans, photos, renderings, and these are architects. So oftentimes, I mean, personally, when you see these architectural drawings, they're almost more interesting than seeing the actual building, you know? So they're going to be looking at, they've kind of just unearthed all these different pieces of the past to just kind of tell a different kind of story, both a visual one, but the plans, the blueprints, all these kinds of things for those seven neighborhoods on the Near West Side in Milwaukee. And I'm really looking forward personally to going and seeing places I know I'm familiar with in a totally different way.
Very interesting. It's such a unique way to look at a neighborhood.
Absolutely. I will say, like, I've had a chance to do work with architects on a few occasions, and I always am interested in the way they see the world, and I love that this is a chance for them to even kind of dig into the past of how architects have helped shape those neighborhoods and, just put that on display. So the Near West Side neighborhoods are wonderful places, and it's a way of seeing it in a different way on Saturday, January 18th during Gallery Day at the Mobile Design Box.
So digging into our own past, really, here in Milwaukee, but also nationally, I'd forgotten that January, among so many other things,
yes,
is also when Martin Luther King Jr. Day is going to
absolutely
be. You have a couple of celebrations.
For sure. One piece of trivia first. You know that the Stevie Wonder song, Happy Birthday, the very happy, that one, I'm not going to sing it. That is actually written as a way of advocating for making Martin Luther King's birthday a nationally celebrated holiday, actually. So that song, which is well known and people might think it's about them, is actually a piece of advocacy in Milwaukee, actually. This is a nice piece of history we own nationally. Since 1984, Atlanta, Georgia, and Milwaukee are the only two cities in the country who have continuously celebrated Dr. King's birthday, which is wonderful. So there's wonderful events around town, and I think kind of to me the two big ones that I'm aware of every year, and again, I'm not trying to be complete with this, but on Sunday, January 19th, the Marcus Center every year does a wonderful celebration where really at the center of it are the voices of youth. They have art of all kinds, so visual art, speech, writing contests. There's also dancing and music. It's kind of a showcase of students from around Milwaukee. Actually, also the Wauwatosa Public Schools and West Bend Public Schools participate in this too, so you can see a little bit from our whole area and region. And, you know, I have gone to that event a number of times, and, you know, just as a member of the public, and it always it's a way to experience our community in a way that might, you know, you drive by school buildings all the time and then hearing these young, incredible MPS students speak passionately about the legacy of Martin Luther King is amazing. And this year's theme is Your Life Has Significance. So that's on Sunday, January 19th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Marcus Performing Arts Center. It's totally free. The other event is actually on MLK Day itself, or the day it's celebrated, which is the Monday on January 20th. To me, the Milwaukee Public Library every year puts on a phenomenal showcase at the Martin Luther King branch, which actually in that library, they have a Black History specific collection as well. So it's a great place all year. But specifically on Monday the 20th, they have a full day of activities from 9 to 5 p.m. Their morning really focuses on kind of like DIY things. So they have a bunch of different crafts, a bunch of different activities, art projects that you can have that are guided by great community members, and also the teens that work there. The afternoon, so starting at noon, there's a sort of a series until almost the end of the day of great performances. So the Golda Meir School will be doing a performance to pay tribute to the legacy of Dr. King. Tan Kothi, which is the youth group of Kothi, will be there. Ex-Fabula is doing things, signature dance. Alpha Phi Alpha does a trivia contest. An artist named Fatima Laster, who's amazing, is doing work there. So all day at the MLK Library on Monday, the 20th, there's great stuff going on. Morning's kind of more do-it-yourself. Afternoon is a great program of different performances.
Well, and with that same idea of artists, the last event is actually a lecture from an artist.
Absolutely. So this is my last one for January. I do always feel a little guilty come on and saying, these are like five things that we strongly recommend from Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. We're not saying these are the only or the best, but they are things that we think are wonderful. So the fifth one is no exception to that. Portia Cobb is a great filmmaker in Milwaukee, an artist. She's a professor at UW-Milwaukee, and we've had the great privilege of her. She's written some op-eds for us at Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service in the past year. So we've kind of had some exposure, our audience, to see her in that way. But on January 29th, she's doing a lecture talking about her own personal work, which ranges from film and video to photographic essays. She does installations. I know actually she's taken on her own family story, her aunt Lizzie, and her own roots in the Gullah Geechee, kind of dreaming a possibility of post-emancipation. It's all very interesting and abstract. She's actually done gardening at the Linden Sculpture Garden, and she's started a conversation of food between Milwaukee and her roots, where she's been actually bringing and growing food from where her family is from in the Carolinas. So she's a phenomenal person. She does really interesting work. She's also just a person I just love talking to, so I'm interested to see her lecture. And a lot of times, you know, a person like Portia, who is a great professor, she's known in Milwaukee in different ways. It's great to just see a little bit of what she does as a person, as an artist, as a filmmaker. So again, that's going to be at UWM at the Peck School of the Arts on Kenwood on January 29th is when Portia Cobb's lecture is. So lots happening in Milwaukee neighborhoods throughout 2020, and I think January, as always. You know, when I put together these lists, I always think, I really hope this month will be a great one. You know, I want to make sure the listeners hear about wonderful events happening throughout Milwaukee's North and South Side neighborhoods, and without fail, there's always interesting stuff.
No shortage of events.
Absolutely. We could keep going on, but with that, I think our time is up. So thank you, and we'll keep seeing you throughout 2020.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us, Adam Carr. Carr is the deputy editor for community engagement at the Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. You can find more of our conversations with them about Milwaukee's central city neighborhoods at wuwm.com.